Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Well, we're going to continue this morning in our study. We've started doing some research on the hidden you. And I want to really build on that. I ask a question in our covenant class this morning. I said, who's your best friend? All right, I hear it over here. Who's your best friend? How about in the middle? How about over here? Well, you know who should be your best friend? You. Uh-huh. Everybody will put it all on Jesus. See, why should you be your best friend? You can only love your neighbor.
Amen.
We pass over that a lot of times and think that sounds selfish or self-centered. But no, you can. How much value you place on you is how you will be valued. And if you cannot love your neighbor as you love yourself, then there's something wrong there. Right? Think about that. You need to know you're going to be with you longer than anybody else. You're going to be with you until you leave here. You're going to be with you when you leave here. Say this with me. I make up my mind. I am my own best friend. You better get to know you again. And some of us really don't know us. We just know how the world has defined us. Well, that's why we're in search of the hidden you, the real you. Let me go over some things that we talked about a little bit, and we'll continue to build on this. But let me say this first. We must understand that these times in which we live in, as dark as the systems of this world and the world is becoming, that is not the portion for the church or the ecclesia. It's not, that's not our portion. Get your eyes off of that. Amen. Set your affection on things above, where your life is hid with Christ. There's a portion of scripture in Isaiah that says, there's coming a day where the sun is going to shine 7 times brighter. And it says that the moon shall shine with the brightness of the sun. Isn't that interesting? Now, many of you have heard me say or talk in terms of this before. But the sun will be 7 times brighter. It's a type. It's a symbol. It's something that God has shown. The sun in science, when the sun goes like 7 times brighter or something like that, it's about to what they call supernova. It's about to lose its light. It's about to implode. But Jesus said there's a time coming through Isaiah that the sun is going to shine 7 times brighter. 7 is the number of perfection. Let me just pause there for a moment. You know, people don't. You got to get in touch with the real you. You think people don't like you sometimes because you're not perfect. You got flaws. Well, they didn't like the perfect man.
Amen.
He had no faults. He never made a mistake. He never minced his word, never had to apologize. and they hated him. We're going to find the real you. And we're going God spoke to me this morning. This will be later on. But he said, he said to me, buried alive. I said, I know that's a topic. Because a whole lot of people are buried alive. You have buried the real you to be affirmed, amen, by the world. The world don't need that. The world needs the authentic you. That's what you're here for. That's why you don't have the measure of joy that you should have. Because it's cosmetic. It's not calling, it's costume. Because you want to fit in. No, you ain't going to fit in. Amen. You're a misfit. You're not called to fit in. Sun is going to shine 7 times brighter. In other words, in a perfect brightness. And the moon shall shine with the brightness of the sun. Now, if we take that into a spiritual terminology, if I might say, the sun is the Son of God, the S-O-N. There's coming a time where in our day and time, he's going to shine. On the Mount of Transfiguration, he showed a glimpse of his glory to the 3 disciples that were with him on the mountain, Elijah and Moses. He gave them a glimpse of a glory that he walked in, but it was shrouded. But there's coming a time in our time before Jesus returns where he's going to shine again. With a glory, perfect glory. Now, the sun represents him, but the moon represents us. Because the moon has no light of its own, right? The moon has no light. The moon only, when we see the moon lit up, it's only reflecting the light of the sun. And the moon is for the darkness. Okay, so this is why he says, arise and shine, your light is come, for the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Darkness. He's preserved or reserved us for darkness. But he said, don't despair, because there's coming a perfect glory. There's coming a perfect light where you, in the midst of the darkness, shall shine with a perfect light. If you can wrap your mind around that and then believe it in your heart, I believe there are dimensions and realms that begin to open that we can sojourn in. Do you know a miracle is merely another government taking over a situation?
Amen.
Heaven's government. When things like that happen, tell somebody, you've been touched by an angel and don't even know it. A lot of stuff happened. God guard you from stuff and do things for you. It goes unnoticed. You just think, but those angels are watching over you. There's another government that's guarding us, that's governing us, guiding us, and guarding us. And sometimes it'll manifest in a miracle. Well, that's God's government intervening in a situation. Many of us have experienced things like that. Just things you cannot explain. Things that are not natural that happen. Sometimes God will come to you in dreams, giving you warnings, giving you vision about things, guiding your life. It's not natural. It's another government that we are part of. And we need to understand that. So we're in search of the hidden you. Now, we established the fact that in Luke chapter 17... Jesus said this in Luke 17, verse 20 and 21. Luke 17, verse 20 and 21. Jesus made this statement. The Gospel of St. Luke. Did it get on one of these screens soon? There we go. When he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God comes not with observation. Lock into that. And that's not just a one-time thing. Much of what God does is in secret. most of what God does is in secret, not out in the open. If it's done out in the public, sometimes it's a miracle or something. It's the government intervening or taking over. But most of what God does is in secret. Amen. Quietly. Let's get it back up. Neither shall they say, lo here or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. Can we drive this reality home to where our thinking begins to change? We begin to realize that the kingdom of God is within us. People are looking for the kingdom of God out there somewhere. Well, he says, no, the kingdom of God has come without observation. It's quietly coming to the earth. Do you know why Jesus came when he came? Think about it. Why couldn't the Lord have sent him as soon as Adam fell? He just stepped right on in, changed everything. Why was that? Why did he wait almost 42 generations and then come? Because the Bible says he came in the fullness of time. But that fullness of time had nothing to do with your calendar. Amen. Or time or watch or BC or AD. It had nothing to do with that. The fullness of time. In other words, the setting was right.
Amen.
See, sometimes God hadn't showed up for you because the setting's not right. He should have been here yesterday. No, the setting ain't right. What are we talking about? The setting. Listen, Jesus brought a message on a kingdom. All the nations that conquered before the time of the Romans, when they conquered a nation, they were going to the nation, they would enslave the people like Babylon and bring the people from out of their nation into their nation and make them slaves. But the Romans had a different methodology. They would go into a nation, conquer the nation, set up Rome in the nation, colonize the nation. They would have to learn Latin. They would have to wear Roman clothing. They would learn the Roman culture. They would become Romans.
Amen. Amen.
So the setting was right for the king to come.
Amen.
Because he was bringing a kingdom.
Amen.
And the Romans were operating like Jesus would operate. And so the fullness of time, so people would understand the language. And he talked about Lord and King. Are you following me?
Amen.
Before that, it was always take them, bring them captive, bring them into your nation. But the Romans were spreading everything around. In other words, they were going. The Roman Empire was the longest ruling empire ever, and the most like the kingdom of God in operation. Romans could go certain places. A Roman citizen could go to a far land and find a place that they really liked as their, you know, and go back, send back to Rome and say, we found a parcel of land here. Rome would send administrators, soldiers, you name it, and they would take that land over.
Amen.
And it would become part of Rome. Over time, they'd speak Latin. They'd become Roman. They'd take on the Roman customs and everything. How many understand that the kingdom of God works like that?
Amen.
The kingdom of God is like leaven. If you ever seen yeast, I used to work with a baker. I used to see this every Saturday morning when they would put the yeast in the tubs with the dough.
Thank you so much for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
You're listening to the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. One of the things that make humans God's most fascinating creation is